感谢主耶稣的带领，今天早上小弟要跟大家一起来互相学习彼此勉励的题目是公义的冠冕。
Thank God for his guidance. This morning we are going to study the topic, the crown of righteousness.
我们请看提摩太后书第四章。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太后书第四章。
2 Timothy chapter 4.
第六节。
Verse 6.
提摩太后书四章第六节。
2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6.
我现在被交奠，我离世的时候到了。第七节。
Verse 7.
那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。第八节。
Verse 8.
从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。感谢主耶稣，早上我们要用这段圣经，以公义的冠冕作为大家互相的勉励。
So this morning we'll use this passage here, in regards to the crown of righteousness for our mutual encouragement.
我们常常会在追思礼拜的时候引用这一节圣这一段的圣经。
Oftentimes, we'll use these verses during memorial services.
来描述蒙召的圣徒他们一生走过的路。
See how the saints and the disciples in their what they have accomplished in their life.
但是，如果我们等到追思礼拜的时候，才让人家想到我们过去的路。
However, if we only wait until our memorial service to for people to think about what we have done,
有的时候太晚了。
Oftentimes, this is too late.
所以我们对弟兄姐妹来说，我们现在都在这一条路上。
And for all of us, brothers and sisters, today we are all on this road together.
我们都正在打一场仗。
We are all in a spiritual battle.
我们都正在守住我们所应该要守的道理。
And we are all keeping the faith.
所以我们从这段圣经，我们来思考我们自己。
And so from this passage, let us reflect upon ourselves.
这里是保罗他在离世之前，他对自己一生的回想。
And so these are Paul's reflections towards the end of his life.
他很感谢，也很负责任的对自己这样说。
And he is very thankful, and he is taking responsibility for himself.
这也是我们将来要对自己说的。
And these are the words that we also must speak to ourselves.
第一个，他说：“那美好的仗我已经打过了。”
Saying, "I have fought the good fight."
在约伯记七章一节，约伯说：“人在世上岂无征战吗？”
And in Job, chapter 1, verse 7.
第七章第一节。
Oh, sorry. Job chapter 7, verse 1, he says,
我们的确人在世界上有各种不同的征战。
Is there not a time of hard service for man on earth?
我们说商场如战场。
And so,
在商业上做生意的场上好像打一场仗。
And people say that to do business is like going into battle.
我们在职场、在工作的场合上也像在打一场仗。
And so in our work, we are also in a battle.
我们在每一场的考试，人家说考场如战场，也是一场战。
And as any test that we have to take, it's also like a battle.
对很多人来说，生活更像是一场战。
And for others,Just living itself is a battle.
所以我们人生在世要经历许多各种不同的征战。
And so in our life, we encounter various different kinds of battles.
而美好的仗是应该在艰难当中，我们还是能够得到胜利。
And so in to fight a good fight, that even in the face of difficulty, we're able to achieve victory.
这是一个善与恶的征战。
And it is a battle between good and evil.
这是一场属天跟属地的征战。
And it's a fight between heaven and the earth.
这更是一场属灵跟属肉的征战。
It is also a fight between what is spiritual and what is the flesh.
所以我们要打一场美好的仗。
And so we have to fight a good fight.
从圣经里面，我们至少学习我们要打两种战。
And so in the Bible, we can see that there are at least two types of fights.
一种是属灵的征战。
First is the spiritual battle.
我们请看以弗所书第六章第二节。
Let us turn to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 2.
对，六章十二节。
Oh, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12.
以弗所书六章十二节。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12.
因我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
Verse 12.For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places.
圣经在这里告诉我们说，我们征战的对象是属灵气的恶魔。
And so here, the Bible tells us that our enemy on this earth is flesh.
我们是属血肉的，我们征战的对象是属血气的。
And that our
是属灵的。
Is also spiritual, and is also flesh.
所以我们要更加的谨慎。
So we need to be even more watchful.
我们不要自以为刚强。
We should not assume that we are strong.
我们不要以为用我的智慧、用我的聪明就能够胜过这场战。
And we cannot think that we can win this battle by our own strength or by our own wisdom or intelligence.
打这场美好的仗没有我们想象的这么简单。
And so to win this battle is not that easy.
所以腓立比书二章告诉我们说。
And in Philippians, he says,
你们要恐惧战惊
that we need to be alert and watchful.
这样子才能够做成得救的功夫
And that way, you can be able to receive salvation.
在这一场属灵的战争，谁是我们最大的敌人
And so in this spiritual battle, who is our greatest enemy?
其实属灵的战争最大的敌人是我们自己。
Actually, the greatest enemy in our spiritual battle is ourselves.
人常常随着自己的感觉走。
Because oftentimes, man go according to their own feelings.
随着我所想要做的，随着我的意愿走。
They go according to what they want to do and their own will.
随着我自我的个性走。
And go according to their personality.
这从圣经里面叫做情欲。
And in this, in the Bible, is the lust of the flesh.
所以加拉太书告诉我们
And so in Galatians, it tells us
圣灵和情欲相争
that there is a battle between the spirit and the flesh.
情欲也跟圣灵在相争
And that the sinful desires are also in conflict with the Holy Spirit.
他们彼此是互相为敌的
That they are constantly and are their enemies.
是你们做你们自己所不能不愿意做的事情。
And that forces us to do things that we do not wish to do.
所以原来属灵的征战最大的敌人就是我们自己。
And so the greatest enemy, a spiritual enemy, is ourselves.
就是自我的个性。
And it is our own personalities.
因为人的个性不是神的，属神的灵性。
Because our human nature is not God's nature.
所以其实魔鬼只是常常站在我们的旁边，他在那里煽风点火。
So oftentimes, Satan is just standing next to us, trying to coerce us to do what we don't wish to do.
在我们自我的个性上，他火上加油，那就可以了。
And he is blowing the flames, pouring the oil on the flames.
属灵的征战是无时无刻的。
And so, the spiritual battle is continuous.
它是每天发生在我们生活当中的。
And because it happens every day in our daily life.
所以约翰一书说，这就是属肉体的情欲。
And so this is all considered the lust of the flesh.
眼目的情欲。
And lust of the eyes.
跟今生的骄傲。
And the pride of life.
这些都是从世界所来的。
And so these all are of the world.
圣经里面我们都知道，参孙他是一个勇士。
And we know Samson was a mighty warrior.
但是他最后的失败败给了自我的情欲。
And so, however, he fell because of his lust of the flesh.
我们也会看到有些少数弟兄姐妹在这一场属灵的征战上，他们倒下去了。
And we also see many brothers and sisters who fall because of this lust of the flesh.
有一次在小的时候长大的宗教教育的同伴寄来一个50年前我们宗教教育的合照。
And so if we look at a 50-year-old picture from RE.
我们看到这些照片五十年前我们都还小的时候多么的天真。
And so we look at this picture from 50 years ago, and we think, oh wow, we were so innocent then.
每一个人的脸庞，我们都回想到那五十年前的时候。
And we think about back to the time of 50 years ago.
但是很可惜的，发现当中有些人已经离道了。
But we can see, however, that among in the picture there are many people who have left.
当中也有不少的人，我们不知道他现在在什么地方。
And there are some people in the picture that we don't know where they are right now.
我们对我们信基督徒来说，每无时无刻都在征战。
So for Christians, every single day we are in a spiritual battle.
这条在天国的路上的征战，每个人都会发生。
And this spiritual battle will happen to every one of us.
不单长子传道有他们的战场
，Not just ministers and pastors。
负责人、宗教教育的老师有他们的战场。
When church council members and RE teachers have their own spiritual battles。
我们每一位弟兄姐妹，在你信仰的生活当中，你也有你的战场。
And so for all the brothers and sisters, we all have to face a spiritual battle。
有一个小弟兄，他在基幼小学。
And so a brother who was in elementary school.
有一次他拒喝学校中餐所提供的这个猪血汤。
He ate the blood, a pig blood soup that was provided at school.
老师觉得你怎么这么浪费不喝，所以就逼他喝。
And so, the teacher, he would not drink this soup. And so the teacher was telling him that he's being very wasteful for wasting food.
结果因为他硬心不喝，他就被老师罚站。
And so because he was determined not to drink the soup, he was punished.
但站了一会儿，
老师
又熬他说你一定要喝。
And however, the teacher kept trying to force him that you must drink this pig blood soup.
老师一直的坚持之下，他只好喝了。
And so, because the teacher kept forcing him, he drank it.
他很难过的回家告诉他的妈妈。
And so he was very sad when he went home and told his mother.
说我有告诉老师我不能喝猪血汤啊。
And I told the teacher that I cannot drink this pig blood soup.
其实妈妈在开学之前也有告诉过老师，我的小孩因为信仰不喝猪血汤。
And so actually, the mother had told the teacher that because of my child's faith, he does not need to drink the soup.
这小小的心灵在他生活上就遭遇到了战场。
And so we can see that even for this young brother, he faced this spiritual battle.
彼得前书说，魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
And so in 1 Peter, it describes Satan as a roaring lion that's roaming around looking for those to devour.
我们的人生当中有许许多多的抉择。
And so in our life, we have to make many choices.
每一次的抉择其实都是一场属灵的征战。
And every choice that we have to make is a spiritual battle.
第二个，我们要面对的仗是为真道打一场美好的仗。
And so, second, the battle we must fight is also for the gospel.
请看提摩太前书六章十二节。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12.
提摩太前书第六章十二节。
1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12.
六章十二节。
6 verse 12.
你要为真道打那美好的仗，持定永生。你为此被召，也在许多见证人面前已经做了那美好的见证。
Verse 12, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life to which you were also called, and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses.
另外一场美好的仗是要为真道而打。
And so the good fight we must fight is for our faith.
腓立比书告诉我们说，要为所信的福音齐心努力。
So that in Philippians, it tells us that we must be diligent for the sake of the gospel.
圣经也在许多的地方不断地在提醒我们。
And so the Bible in many different places continues to encourage us.
在末世有许多的假师傅、假先知要兴起来。
And in the end time, there will be many false teachers and false prophets that will rise up.
这对真教会来说是一个极大的挑战跟征战。
And for the true church, this is a battle that we must fight.
我们经常看到有人无缘无故起来攻击教会的工人。
And oftentimes, sometimes we see people will rise up and go against the workers of the church.
批判教会的制度、教会的典章、规章。
And they criticize the church for its organization or what it does.
我们更常常看到有许许多多似是而非的道理在网路上。可以看到
and we can also see that there are many false teachings that are going around online.
还有很多人目前还正在冒用真耶稣教会的名字，在迷惑人，在让人跟从他们。
And there are people who misuse the name of a true Jesus Church to mislead people and to lead them astray.
因此，对每一位弟兄姐妹来说，我们就要非常的谨慎，免得受的迷惑。
And so for every brother and sister, we need to be very alert and watchful or else we might be deceived.
我们要谨慎我们所听到的道理。
So we need to be alert about the gospel that we are hearing.
把我们起初那确实的信心坚持到底，将来才能够得救。
And we must continue in the faith that we have heard in the beginning so that we can be able to enter the heavenly kingdom.
当然教会更要努力的，有责任的，要来护卫这个真道。
And so the church also has the responsibility to spread and keep this faith.
要为了真道而来辩证。
And to be able to defend this true gospel.
而这一场美好的仗，我们要如何的打？
And that we need to fight in this good fight.
第一个一定是祷告。
And so the first we must do is to pray.
我们要常常审查自己，要明白神的旨意是什么。
We need to examine ourselves to see what is the will of God.
认清在这一场战争上我的软弱是什么。
And to be able to see in this battle what is my weakness.
而能够在祷告当中祈求圣灵的帮助。
And in prayer we can ask for the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们请看以弗所书第六章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书六章十八节。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18.
以弗所书第六章十八节
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18
靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求并要在此警醒不倦为众圣徒祈求
18 praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints
圣经勉励我们要靠着圣灵随时多方的常常的不断的警醒的祷告
And so here it tells us that through we need to pray in the spirit so that we can be watchful always.
我们看到以色列百姓当他们在亚玛利跟亚玛利人征战的时候
And we know when the Israelites were fighting against Amalekites.
摩西带着亚伦跟户儿在山上祷告
Moses took Aaron and Hur and they were praying in the mountains.
约书亚带着百姓跟亚玛利人征战
And Joshua was leading the Israelites out to battle against the Amalekites.
圣经说，摩西何时举手，以色列人就何时得胜。
And it says that if when Moses raised his hands, then the Israelites were winning the battle.
摩西何时垂手，以色列人就失败。
That if Moses put down his hands, then the Israelites were being defeated.
从表面上人所看到的征战是约书亚在那里打仗。
So on the surface, what people can see is that Joshua is there fighting the battle.
但是得到真正美好的仗的胜利是摩西的祷告。
And however, what really allowed them to be victorious in this battle is because of Moses' prayer.
我曾经到一个教会去帮忙圣工。
So one time I went to a church to help with some holy work.
我遇到了一个弟兄，他每一次聚会完，他就跑到外面躲在旁边抽烟。
And so I met a brother who after service would go find a secret corner to smoke.
我们会靠近他，兄弟啊，不要再抽了啦。
And then there will be people that go up to him and tell him, brother, don't smoke anymore.
你聚会很认真在听，难道没有感动吗？
Like, haven't you heard? Weren't you in service? Weren't you moved?
过了一两年，我又到那个教会。
After a couple years, I once again went to that church.
这个弟兄在那里做见证。
That brother was testifying.
他说他不但抽烟。
That he is not smoking any longer.
他还好毒。
Oh, that he was not just smoking, but he had been doing drugs.
他每次领薪水两三天就把他赚的钱赌光了。
That, And so after whenever he received his paycheck, then he would be use that money to gamble it all away.
没有钱就开始去挖太太藏的钱。
And so when he had no money, he would take his wife's money and gamble that away.
他太太说很奇怪，我的钱怎么藏，他怎么都知道。
And that his wife was surprised that no matter where she tried to hide the money, he would find it and go gamble it away.
他说我就很有这个。灵犀一点通啊，我一想就在那里，一找就对了。
And so he would say, I just think about where she would hide it, and then when I go look for it, it would be there.
有一次有一个传道到那里，他们的教会。
So one time a pastor went to their church.
那段时间他没有工，没有事情，太太就叫他陪传道。
And so because he had nothing to do, his wife told him to go with the pastor.
传道饿了，你煮饭煮面给他吃。
And that when the pastor was hungry, then you can cook some noodles for him.
传道要访问，你带他去。
That when the pastor needed to go to on a visitation, then you can take the pastor there.
传道每天早上起来就灵修就祷告。
And so every morning the pastor would wake up, to spiritually cultivate and pray.
就找这个弟兄来祷告。
And then the pastor would call this brother to pray with him.
没有几天，这个弟兄在祷告当中居然得到圣灵了。
And then after a couple days, this brother received the Holy Spirit.
得到圣灵之后，他不抽烟了。
After receiving the Holy Spirit, he no longer smoked.
他也不赌博了。
He no longer gambled.
他在家里祷告的时候，常常嫌太太说：“哎呀，你们祷告怎么都那么短？”
And so he would even complain to his wife that why is it that we pray for such a short amount of time?
在不赌之后，有一天晚上
，After not much longer, there was one during the night.
他睡觉睡到半夜，在睡梦当中，魔鬼就出现。
That in the middle, while he was sleeping, Satan appeared.
就叫他的名字说起来起来来赌博啊！你怎么还在睡觉
？Satan said, "Hurry, wake up! We need to go gamble. Why are you still sleeping?"
他就起来跟魔鬼说：“哎呀，我已经得圣灵，我不赌博了。”
And so this brother said, "I have already received the Holy Spirit. I do not want to gamble anymore."
魔鬼应他，找他来赌博。
However, Satan kept trying to force him to gamble.
他说他就起来跟魔鬼打架。
And so he said that he woke up and he fought with Satan.
哇，打得整个床都在动。他太太说：“哇，在干什么啊？”
And so the whole bed was moving, and so his wife was wondering what was going on.
就把他叫醒。
And so she woke him up.
他说：“我在跟魔鬼打架。”
So he said, "I was fighting against Satan."
我们刚才说到那小喝猪血汤的小弟兄。
And so this brother that we meant, little brother we mentioned earlier, that was forced to drink the pig blood soup.
他回到家，妈妈就问他。
When he went home, his mother asked him,
你在罚站的时候，你有祷告吗？
That when you were being punished in a time out, were you praying?
那儿子就摇摇头说没有。
The little brother just shook his head and said no.
妈妈就用她最熟悉的但以理的故事告诉他。
And so the mother shared the story of Daniel to him.
虽然你明白了不能喝猪血汤的道理。
So even though you understood the teaching that you cannot drink this soup,
你有这个知识，
you have this wisdom.
你也努力了，不怕被老师罚站，
and that you were not afraid of being punished by the teacher.
但是最后为什么你又失败了呢？
But why is it that in the end you still failed?
原来是你没有祷告，
and it's because you did not pray.
我们不能够靠着知识跟努力就能够成事的。
We are not able just to achieve victory by our own strength or by our own wisdom.
因为你只依靠人，没有依靠神。
Because we are only relying on man and we are not relying on God.
虽然但以理在那外邦的国家里面，他也持守了他的信仰。
So for Daniel, he was able to keep his faith in a Gentile kingdom.
但以理不是靠他的智慧跟努力。
But Daniel did not rely on his own wisdom and his own strength.
也不是他的勇敢不怕死。
And it was not because he was courageous and unafraid of death.
最重要在于他每天三次向神祷告。
However, what is critical for his is that he prayed three times a day.
他有一颗依靠神的心。
And he had a heart to rely on the Lord.
这个教训对这个小弟兄来说必定是非常深刻的。
And so this was a very deep, this teaching left a very deep impression on this little brother.
妈妈也给他了一个很好的教育。
And this mother also gave him a very good lesson.
要打一场美好的仗，除了祷告之外，就是要顺服。
So to be able to fight a good fight apart from prayer, we need to submit.
我们都晓得，当以色列百姓进到迦南地，遇到了一个很艰难的征战。
And so we know that when the Israelites entered into the land of Canaan, that they encountered a very difficult battle.
就是那坚固的耶利哥城，他们打不破。
And this is the battle of Jericho with high walls that they could not take down.
结果就告诉百姓说，每天你们要绕这个城一次。
And so God told them they must walk around the city of Jericho once.
连续绕六次，六天。
They had to do this for 6 days.
到第七天，你们要绕七次。
And on the seventh day, they need to go around 7 times.
当站在前面的吹号角的时候，你们全体的百姓要大声的呼喊。
And that when the time comes for the horn to blow, then all of the people must shout.
百姓就顺服了。
The people submitted.
一天，两天，三天，六天，什么都没发生啊。
And for 6 days, they did it and nothing happened.
第七天，第七圈的时候，大声一呼喊，坚固的耶路哥城就倒塌了。
So on the seventh day, after marching 7 times, they shouted and the walls of Jericho fell down.
因此顺服圣经上面的真理是一个极大的学习的功课。
And so to submit this teaching in the Bible is a great work that we must do.
我们看彼得前书第一章。
Let's turn to First Peter.
22节。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 22.
彼得前书一章二十二节。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 22.
彼得前书一章二十二节。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 22.
你们既因顺从真理，洁净了自己的心。以致爱弟兄没有虚假，就当从心里彼此切实相爱。这里圣经告诉我们说，要顺从真理。
Here it tells us that we must obey in truth.
因为顺服神，魔鬼就必定会逃跑了。
And because once we are submit and obey the Lord, then Satan will flee from us.
圣经不是告诉我们说，耶稣基督他因为顺服，在困难当中学会了顺从。
And so for Jesus Christ, in his suffering, he learned submission.
所以主耶稣到最后打了一场美好的战。
And so Jesus Christ, at the end, he fought a good fight.
第三，我们要打一场美好的仗，要有信心。
And so third, to fight a good fight, we must have faith.
我们看彼得前书五章九节。
Let's turn to First Peter chapter 5 verse 9.
彼得前书五章九节。
First Peter chapter 5 verse 9.
你们要用坚固的信心抵挡他，因为知道你们在世上众弟兄也是经历这样的苦难。
Verse 9, resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world.
我们要用坚固的信心来抵挡魔鬼。
So we can use our steadfast faith to defend against Satan.
圣经说，人非有信就不能够得到神的喜悦。
And that the Bible tells us that without faith, it is impossible to please God.
福音书里面，主耶稣给我们留下了许多的好榜样。
And in the Gospel,Jesus Christ set many good examples for us.
他常常看到百姓的信心，就拯救他们。
He saw the faith of the people, and he would save them.
看到百姓的信心，就医治他们。
He would see the faith of the people, and he would heal them.
所以借着信心，我们才能够得救，也才能够得胜。
It is through having faith that we are able to be saved and that we're able to be victorious.
所以约翰一书五章四节告诉我们说，使我们胜了世界的就是我们的信心。
And that we have overcome the faith because of our faith.
第二个
the world because of our faith.
第二个要得到公义的冠冕，我们有当跑的路要跑尽。
And so in second, to win this crown of righteousness, We need to finish the race.
信主之后，我们要跑一条不一样的道路。
After we come to believe, we have a different race that we must run.
过去我们是随着自我的情欲而来决定。
Before we might have made our decisions based off our own self-will and our
desire. 信主之后，我们要靠圣灵的帮助来思考我们的决定。
But after we believe in Christ, we must use the power of the Holy Spirit to make our decisions.
每个人都有自己应该跑的路。
Every person has a race that they need to run.
而我们跑的路也都有神的旨意跟目的在那当中。
And in our race, all has a goal and there's the God's will in it.
信仰的道路要自己跑。
And so in this faith, we must run ourselves.
别人只能够帮助我们，不能够代替我们跑。
other people can help us, but they cannot run in our place.
我们要跑什么路？
So what kind of race must we run?
我们看箴言十四章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 14.
箴言十四章十二节。
Proverbs chapter 14 verse 12.
箴言十四章十二节。
Proverbs chapter 14 verse 12.
箴言十四章十二节。
Proverbs chapter 14 verse 12.
有一条路，人以为正，至终成为死亡之路。
Verse 12. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death.
世上的人自以为正路的结果是灭亡的路。
And so for the people of this world, they go the way that they seem right, but in the end, it's death.
但是对我们基督徒来说，我们要走的正路是什么？
But for a Christian, what is the right way that we need to go?
就是要领我们到得救的道路。
And that is the way to salvation.
在这条路上我们要怎么跑？
How, on this way to salvation, how should we run?
第一个，我们要过一个敬拜神的生活。
We need to live a life of worshiping the Lord.
马太福音告诉我们说，你们有两三个人奉我的名聚会聚集，我就在你们当中。
And in Matthew, it tells us that if two or three gather together, then Jesus Christ is among them.
今天虽然我们有些困难，因为疫情，很多大部分弟兄姐妹都晓得在家里还是要参加聚会。
And so because of this pandemic, even though we're not able to come to church, brothers and sisters know that even in their home, they can worship.
敬拜神有许多不同的方式。
To worship God, there are many different ways.
我们可以祷告，可以称颂，我们也可以读经，可以参加聚会。
We can pray, we can sing hymns, we can read the Bible, we can even attend service.
我们还有很多的团契的聚会。
There are also many fellowships that we can attend.
我们不是常常听到有弟兄姐妹看到异象。
And we have heard that brothers and sisters have seen visions.
在聚会当中，天使拿着生命册在那里点名吗？
That the angel is walking around us with the book of life, taking down names.
所以圣经说我们要存着信心和充，我们要存着诚心和充足的信心来到主的面前。
And so we must come before God with faith.
并且用我们的心灵跟诚实来敬拜他。
That we must worship God with our whole heart and with our whole strength.
因为当我们受洗归入耶稣基督之后，我们就属基督了。
And because after we have been baptized and we belong to Christ.
而教会是基督的身体。
And the church is the body of Christ.
我们就成为这个身体当中的一个肢体。
And then we become a part of this body of Christ.
肢体跟身体的关系必须要连接在一起。
And this part of this body must be connected.
我们的思想，我们的血流，我们的神经才能够串联在一起。
And it's only in this way that we can all be unified and connected together as one body.
圣经又说，耶稣基督是葡萄树，我们是枝子。
And the Bible also tells us that Jesus Christ is the true vine and we are the branches.
当我们这个枝子离开了葡萄树，就枯干，就不能够结出果子了。
And if this branch leaves the vine, then it will dry up and it will not be able to bear fruit.
所以雅各是说，你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。
And so in the book of James, it says that those who draw near to God, God will draw close to them.
我们要跑这一条天国的道路，必须让我们自己常常跟神连接在一起。
And so on this spiritual race, we must be connected to God
continuously. 就是借着敬拜神。
And this is only be done through worshiping God.
所以大卫作诗说。
And so in David's psalm, he says.
人说我们往神的殿去，我就欢喜。
That he says that those when they said to go to the temple of the Lord, I was joyful.
敬拜神也是人所当尽的本分。
And so to worship God is also the responsibility of man.
第二个。这一条路我们要跑一条服侍神的道路。
And the second, we must run this race in serving the Lord.
每个人从神那边所得到的恩赐不同。
All of us, we have received various talents from the Lord.
罗马书十二章告诉我们说，我们要照自己所得的恩赐来服侍神。
And in Romans chapter 12, it tells us that each one of us must serve the Lord according to our gifts.
我们今天在世上所拥有的一切，哥林多前书说都是领受的。
And in 1 Corinthians, it tells us that all things that we have received are from God.
所以我们要竭力的、常常的多做主工。
And so we must do more work
with the Lord. 来服侍神。
And to serve him.
来 帮助弟兄姐妹。
To help brothers and sisters.
所以在马太福音25章里面，主耶稣他谈到绵羊跟山羊的比喻。
And so in Matthew chapter 5, Jesus Christ talks about the parable of the sheep and the goats.
就是将来在末日审判的时候，神要将万民分成山羊跟绵羊。
That in the end times that Jesus Christ will separate the sheep from the goats.
然后要对右边的那个绵羊说。
And he will say to the sheep on the right.
你把这一些许多的善事做在弟兄当中一个最小的身上，就是做在我的身上。
That all the things that you do brothers and for these people, you are doing upon me.
从主耶稣对将来审判的方法，他指示我们一条人生要走的道路。
And so from what Jesus Christ has told us the way that we must go for judgment.
就是竭力的。尽力的去服侍人，服侍神。
That means that we must continue to serve God and serve man.
无论我们做什么事情，都是要从心里面做，是做给神看，不是做给人看的。
And so whatever that we are doing not for man to see, but for the Lord.
保罗他明白他当跑什么路。
And so Paul understood the race that he needs to run.
所以这条路虽然困难，虽然艰困。
So even though this race is difficult and long.
他说我曾经被鞭打。
He said, Paul says that he was hit.
我曾经被下在监狱里面。
That he was jailed and in prison.
我曾经遇到了许多的困难跟危险。
And he encountered many difficulties and dangers.
不单是外在的环境，他内心里面为教会又常常的挂心。
And that not just from the outside environment, but even from his heart, he was constantly worried and concerned for the church.
还有自我肉体的软弱。
As well as his own weakness of the flesh.
但是保罗他服侍神，帮助弟兄姐妹，到底他真的这条路他跑尽了。
But Paul ran this race all the way to the end.
第三，我们要跑什么路？
What kind of race must we run?
看马太福音第七章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音第七章十三节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 13.
马太福音七章十三节。
7 verse 13.
你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡，那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多。十四节。
14.
引到永生，那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。圣经在这里告诉我们说，我们要进窄门，要走窄路。
Here, the Bible tells us we must enter by the narrow gate and the narrow way.
主耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
Jesus Christ says he's the way, the truth, and the life.
若不借着我，没有人能够到父那里去。
That if no one enters through me, they will not be able to go to the Father.
每一个人都喜欢走那宽阔、宽大、平坦的道路。
Everyone would like to walk on this wide and open and easy way.
但是这条路，圣经说却是引我们到灭亡的道路。
However, this wide way leads to destruction.
这条宽大的道路就是人放纵自己的情欲，随着自己的意愿而行。
And this wide way is what means for those that follow their own desire and they do according to their own will.
今天我们要进入神的国，要经历许多的艰难。
For us today to enter into the kingdom of God, we must encounter many difficulties.
要进窄门，要走窄路。
To enter by the narrow gate and the narrow way.
就是照着圣经上面的道理而行。
That is to do according to the teachings in the Bible.
以道理作为规范而所行出来的行为。
And that the Bible is our example and that we must live it out in our life.
那就像火车要在轨道上面行走，它才能够行动自如。
Just like a train must be on its track in order for it to move.
那就像我们在路上开车，有红绿灯，这样子才能够有秩序，不会发生车祸。
And it's like how there are traffic lights so that when we are driving, there will not be accidents.
我们当跑的路，神给我们要跑的路，我们要跑尽。
And so for this road that God has given us to run, we must complete it.
也就是我们要跑到最后那一刻的时间。
Meaning that we need to go all the way to the end.
我到纽约遇到了一个弟兄。
When I was in New York, I met a brother.
他很客气，邀我到他家去坐坐。
He was very polite. He invited me to go to his home.
原来他在教会附近刚买了一个房子，他非常的高兴，感谢主。
He was very thankful because he was able to purchase a home close by church.
他就分享说他刚来美国的时候。
And so he shared about how when he first came to America,
每天忙着工作，结果把身体都累坏了。
That every day he was so busy working that he ruined his health.
他没有想到要到教会。
He did not think about going to church.
当他在忧伤、身体不舒服、生活很艰困的时候，他想到了主。
However, and in his moment, when his health was very bad, and he was encountering much challenges in life, that he thought of God.
他就开始找教会。
And so he began to search for a church.
然后回到教会来聚会。
And he returned back to church.
聚会中，他再一次的明白守安息日的重要。
And so at church, he learned once again the importance of keeping the Sabbath.
所以每到安息日，他就想办法要来参加聚会。
And so whenever it is Sabbath, he tries to find a way to be able to attend service.
所以安息日的时候，他常常就跟他的老板请假。
And so on the Sabbath, he would take the day off from his boss.
一下子说他肚子痛，一个礼拜说他头痛，一个礼拜说他头昏。
And so he'll say that, oh, he has a headache, or that his stomach has a stomach ache, or he's feeling dizzy.
老板终于发现了。
And so the boss eventually realized.
就问他说：“你怎么每到星期六，你的身体就有问题？”
Why is it that the boss asked him? Why is it that when it comes to the Saturday that your health has problems?
他只好老实说了，因为我要到教会去聚会。
And so the brother was very honest and said, "It's because I must go to church on Saturday."
老板就说：“你早说嘛，那以后星期六你就休假。”
And so the boss said, "You should have told me. Then now you can take Saturday off."
他在餐厅工作的时候
，And so when he was working in the restaurant，
他的老板非常的苛刻
，And that his boss was very
对员工都很不客气
，Oh, that he was very rude towards the employees。
但是他发现老板对他很好
，But he realized that the boss was actually very nice to him。
原来在餐厅的进口的地方有一个地毯
，That on the entrance to the restaurant there was a rug。
有一次。他经常看到地毯，很多客人走来走去，他会把它挪正。
And so he saw because the customers were walking on this rug, then it would cause it to shift.
有一天，他正在那个调整地毯的时候
，And one time when he was trying to adjust this rug,
老板正好走到他的旁边
，And the boss just his boss suddenly was next to him.
他说：“某某某啊，这个事情只有你跟我会做。
”And he said, "Oh, this."A thing that you're doing only me and you would do it.
他恍然大悟，原来老板对他这么好是有原因的。
And so then he realized why his boss treated him so well was for a reason.
他真的感受到信仰的生活当中，我们做的一切是做给神看，不是做给人看的。
And he realized that what he does is for God and not for man.
我们要得到公义的冠冕，第三就是要所信的道要守住。
And lastly, to receive this.Crown of righteousness, we must keep the faith.
我们相信真教会，因为这里有全备的救恩。
And we believe that in the true church there is the complete gospel.
圣经说信道是从听道来的。
And that here it says, and believing comes from hearing the word of God.
所以我们透过了听到美好的救恩，我们相信了。
Through hearing this wonderful gospel, we believe.
但是雅各书说不要只有听到，接下来要行道。
And so, however, in James tells us that we must not only hear, but we must live out our faith.
更进一步的，不单要行道，我们每个人还要守道。
So not only must we do, but we must keep the gospel.
我们看提摩太后书一章十三节。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 13.
提摩太后书一章十三节。
Second Timothy chapter 1 verse 13。
提摩太后书一章十三节。
Second Timothy chapter 1 verse 13。
你从我听的那纯正话语的规模，要用在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心，常常守着。十四节。
14。
从前所交托你的善道，你要靠着那住在我们里面的圣灵，牢牢的守着。保罗勉励提摩太。
Here Paul is encouraging Timothy.
我们这个话语的规模，纯正的规模，我们要靠着信心，靠着爱心，常常守着。
That this pattern of sound words must be kept in faith and love.
我们更要靠着圣灵帮助，牢牢的守着。
That through the Holy Spirit is able to help us.
在末后的日子，人要厌烦纯正的道理。
And so, in the In the end times, people will go against this sound word.
更有许多似是而非的道理要在我们的生活上发生。
And there will be various things that happen in our life.
然而神的道是不变的。
However, this word of God is unchanging.
我们从正教会过去的历史，我们看到让我们警戒的。
And so there are many warnings from the history of our church.
少数的离道的工人都是从重要的教义的道理偏离而开始的。
That there are many workers that deviated from the basic truth, and that's why that led to their downfall.
所以保罗警戒我们说。
And so Paul warns us.
若有人传福音给你们与我们所传的不同，他就要被受到咒诅。
That if anyone preaches any other gospel, they will be accursed.
因此所信的道，我们要靠着爱心，靠着信心，靠着圣灵，常常的、牢牢的把它守着。
But we must hold fast the pattern of sound word through faith and through love and through the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以借着我们打了美好的仗。
In this way, after fighting a good fight,
我们跑进了当跑的路。
We have finished the race.
我们守住了我们所信的道。
We have kept the faith.
圣经上保罗说，将来我们就要能到得到那公义的冠冕。
And then in the end, we'll be able to receive this crown of righteousness.
冠冕是人戴在头上，代表一种身份，一种荣耀。
This crown of righteousness, oh, this crown is a symbol of our status and a glory.
所以我们看到国王，看到公主，看到选美得奖的人，他们头上都戴着冠冕。
Because we see kings or princesses or even pageant winners, they have a crown upon their heads.
旧约时代的祭司，他们头上也戴着冠冕。
And in the Old Testament, the priests also had a crown on their heads.
可是从世上所得到的各种不同的冠冕都是会毁坏的。
However, any crown that we receive in this world, in the end, it will be destroyed.
好像古代的奥林匹克，他得胜的人，他们要用树叶编织的冠冕戴在他的头上。
And for those who win the Olympics before, they would have a crown of leaves on their head.
世上的冠冕隔了几天就凋谢了。
Because any crown in this world, after a couple of days, they will be destroyed.
过了几年，人家就忘记你了。
After a couple of years, people forget about you.
这些都是会毁坏的。
All of these are can be destroyed.
可惜的，却有许多的人用他的一生的努力，在想要得到世上的冠冕。
However, there are many people in this world that use their whole lifetime to attain a crown in this world.
所以启示录说，魔鬼的头上戴着七个冠冕。
And so in Revelation, it tells us that Satan had seven crowns on his head.
他自称他是世界的王。
He declared himself as king of the world.
他要比神更多的冠冕，他要夺取神的荣耀。
He had more crowns than the Lord, and he was trying to take the glory of God.
他自我想要得到王权。
He wanted to try to become complete.
所以他就用各种的情欲、各种的谎言来迷惑众人。
And so he would deceive the people. And using different words or blasphemies.
让人以为是冠冕，其实是冒牌的，是假的。
So they for people to think that this is a crown, but it is actually fake.
所以圣经上提摩太后书告诉我们说，末后的人是自高自大、自夸狂傲。
And so in 2 Timothy, it describes that the people of the time are all lovers of themselves, they're boasters and proud.
爱厌乐不爱神。
That they love themselves and do not love God.
所以许许多多世上的人，他们认为我娶了两个以上的太太，他觉得这是我的夸耀，我的荣耀。
There are people who think in this world, I think that they have two wives, and this is something that they can boast about.
我们现在有了社群的网站。
And so there are a lot of pornographic sites.
我们也常常看到许多人用在社群的网站上来，放了很多的图片要来炫耀自己。
And they put these types of pictures to try to promote themselves.
有人喜欢自拍，哇，弄得很漂亮，放在网上。
Some people take pictures of themselves and they post it online.
其实你不要被骗了，那个都是修图而来的。
But we should not be deceived because those are all have been altered.
他们都要炫耀自己，把在头上戴冠冕。
They want to put a fake crown upon their head.
在疫情开始的时候。
When the pandemic first started,
有一个警官的太太，她在社群网站，在脸书上放了很多的照片。
There was a person who put a lot of pictures online.
他在炫耀，你看我家这么多的新鲜的水果跟蔬菜。
He was trying to say that the pictures of a lot of different fruits and vegetables online.
人家说，哇，怎么现在物质这么缺乏，你怎么有这么多水果蔬菜？
And so the people were wondering how come you have so much food when everybody else is lacking.
结果就被调查。
And so they came to observe.
原来是他先生当警官，人家的贿赂，他收到这么多的财物。
And so it was because of her husband's relations or a business that allowed her to benefit.
结果先生就被去职，就被丢官，就被严惩。
And as a result, her husband lost her job and were punished.
你知道现在影响世界。全世界的新冠的肺炎，为什么它叫做新型冠状肺炎吗？新型冠状病毒吗？
Do you know why?
Coronavirus.
Oh yes. Do you know why this is called coronavirus?
因为这个病毒，当你用显微镜去看它的时候
，Because when you look at it under a microscope,
它是一个圆球。
It is a circle.
在病毒上面有许多的钉状的凸起来的。钉状的东西。
And on this virus, there are a lot of little pointy things.
在显微镜下一看，好像是皇冠。
Under the microscope, it looks like a crown.
所以人家就称它这个病毒叫做冠状病毒。
And so people say this is a crown coronavirus.
啊，这是冒牌的皇冠。
And this is a fake crown.
这种的皇冠你要吗？
And is this the type of crown that you would want?
相信没有人想要得到冠状病毒。
And I don't believe anyone would want to catch the coronavirus.
所以圣经上告诉我们说
，And so the Bible tells us,
我们所要努力去获得的是那永不衰残的荣耀的冠冕。
That what we must pursue is the incorruptible crown of righteousness.
看彼得前书五章第四节。
In 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 4.
彼得前书五章第四节。
First Peter chapter 5 verse 4.
当那牧长显现的时候，你们必得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。
And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away.
这个公义的冠冕，荣耀的冠冕是怎么来的？
And this crown of righteousness or crown of glory, where does it come from?
世界上没有公义啊。
There's no righteousness in this world.
原来公义是从真理来的。
The righteousness comes from the truth.
要有公义是要用神的标准来衡量才是公义。
And there's only righteousness according to God's standards.
所以公义的冠冕就是顺从神的旨意，照着神要我们跑的路而行所得到的冠冕。
We are only able to receive this crown of righteousness if we do according to the righteousness of God.
雅各书又说，这种的冠冕又被称为是生命的冠冕。
And the book of James also says that this crown of righteousness is a crown of life.
所以启示录告诉勉励我们。
And so the revelations encourages us.
神说我必快来。
That I am coming soon.
你们要持守你们所有的，免得有人夺去你的冠冕。
We must hold fast, or else someone will take away our crown.
弟兄姐妹，圣经更勉励我们说，我们不是那退后入沉沦的那等人。
And that we cannot go backwards in our faith.
乃是有信心以致灵魂得救的人。
But rather, we are able to, with our faith, be able to achieve victory.
但愿将来我们走到人生最后一步的时候。
So that when we enter into the last part of our life,
我们都能够很负责任地向神说,
we are able to very diligently and responsibly say to the Lord,
主啊，那美好的仗我打过了。
That I have fought a good fight.
当跑的路我跑尽了。
That I have finished the race.
所信的道守住了。
And I have kept the faith.
从今以后有公义的冠冕为我存留。
And now that is in store for me is this crown of righteousness.
一起来唱诗363首。
Let us sing hymn 363.